Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
The only thing I'm guilty of is being shocked.
How you doing, guys? Happy Friday to, I'm sure, most of us, I was. And, you know, sorry to that man, to Coach Shaw, I will say that. Let's get into this very special, I don't know, episode of Everyone's Business But Mine. I'm like so... This bitch got 6.5 years in prison, y'all. I can't believe it. We got to get into everything that was said. Judge Steiner, I believe his name. Judge Sidney Stein, the U.S. District Court judge. You are a true stunt queen, young man. And we got to get into everything that Miss Mama said. The back and forth exchange between Jen's attorney and the judge. I mean, let's get into just a little backstory. For those of you guys who might be hopping on this train right now, I'm going to let you know what happened with the U.S. versus Jennifer Shaw. So Jen of Real Housewives of Salt Lake, well, formerly of Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, and her, what we were led to believe, first assistant, Stuart Smith, a.k.a. Stu Chains, that we saw on the show the first season, you know, before they were court mandated to not communicate with each other. They were charged one fateful day in March of 2021 of committing wire fraud and money laundering in a scheme in which they generated and sold lead lists of individuals, mostly elderly, people who were not, you know, tech aware, people who were like innocent people thinking they could make a passive income, basically, or they could take online courses and, you know, they would scam them. Essentially, they operated this over multiple states, and there were teams of people from coast to coast, LA to Chicago, and they would basically sell non-existent services and do whatever they could to keep, like they said, keep those charges going and run up those bills and do it in a way that was so deceptive that these people didn't know, they couldn't figure out how to get their credit cards from charging them. The feds have been on this case for a long time. There have been several co-defendants who have been sentenced and are currently in jail prior to even Jen and Stuart getting apprehended and run up at the Beauty Lab and Laser parking lot. So both of them get arrested. You know, let the record reflect that Jen was in box braids at the time. They both pleaded not guilty in April, like a few weeks later in April 2021. Stuart later changed his plea to guilty in November of 2021. He'll be sentenced at a later date. I believe at the time he was looking at 70 years. So, you know, good luck to you, sir. The people who had previously been charged prior to them were all got sentences of about 5 to 7 years. So the months go by, time ticks forward, you know, the court dates are pushed back further and further. And then we get to July 11th of 2022, where in a surprise move, Jen appeared before the judge, Judge Sidney Stein, in Manhattan, after, let the record reflect, a whirlwind girls weekend with who? Meredith and Heather, I believe, in New York. They're all kicking it. And then at the end of the weekend, or that Monday rather, Jen pumps it into the court and is like, actually, I'm going to change my plea to guilty as well. This is certainly shocking information to Meredith and Heather, who spent the entire weekend with her, and she didn't say anything. The general public, I would have to say, because we were all led to believe that this woman was shouting from the rooftops that she was 100% innocent, and that, you know, free Jen Shah, we're selling merch, we're going to be talking more about the merch later, and, you know, posting videos of herself with Akon's locked up in the background on her Instagram stories. So she's been claiming fully innocent. I didn't do it. Free Jen Shah till it's backwards. And then she's like, you know what? Actually, I am guilty. Totally guilty. I'm going to forfeit $6.5 million. I'm going to, yeah, definitely pay restitution about $10 million. And I will agree to no less than, I think there was like a minimum sentence that she also agreed to as part of that plea deal. Also, as part of that plea deal, they agreed to drop one of the charges, the money laundering charge, and also agreed to not charge her for anything else. Like, she won't be further criminally prosecuted by the Southern District of New York. And at the time of her sentencing, the government will move to dismiss any open counts against Jen Shah. So that leads us to today, January 6, 2023, in which Jen walks into her official sentencing in a camel-colored outfit with a, you know, just a cheetah leopard print bag. Very chic, very understated, very like 70s Halston vibes. Coach Shaw is there with Sharif Jr. and little Omar. So many people showed up that they had to open up an additional room in which they did a live feed. Yeah, but this obviously was not televised. There was no like televised feed that anybody could watch. So I got this information from at Inner City Press on Twitter. This dude is an absolute blessing for writing down the communications that happened between Judge Stein and Ms. Chowdhury, who is Jen's attorney.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I feel like Jen's attorney has gone through a lot and is tired and is like, you know, I'm just going to tell the truth. Don't care. Even if it makes my client look horrific. So let's get into that. Judge Stein starts by saying, Jen Shah's role on The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, which I guess is why the courtroom is full today, is just that, a role. People should not confuse the character she plays on an entertainment show to the person before me. All right. So Ms. Chowdhury says, we're here for those who had lost so much, meaning the victims that Jen took advantage of, right? Five have put it into words, meaning they made an impact statement, but there are more. They lost money, they worked hard, and their lives were mangled. They never spoke with Jen. And the judge says, because she was too high in the conspiracy. She was too important to talk to the victims. She was the leader of this conspiracy, so this actually cuts against you, not for you. And then Jen's attorney says, Ms. Shah acknowledges everything you say is true. She'll always remember their names. She grew up poor. Jenna spent months reading the names of those she's hurt. She's prayed for their forgiveness, but she cannot forgive herself. Jen understands that she cannot undo the pain or repay them today, but today is about justice for them, measuring the pain. So the judge says, does she still have a Justice for Jen merchandise on her website? Not anymore. Then Ms. Chowdhury goes on to say, Jen hoped that the TV spotlight would hide her pain. She spent years trying to hide her feeling, to fake it until she make it. She tried not to see the people who lost money. Her original fraud was on herself. And then Judge Stein says, her activity in this crime took place years before the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City started. So you're saying that her hunger for trinkets predates the show? And Ms. Chowdhury says, yes, she was lost. And then in July, she said that the information from the victims, or she saw the information from the victims, which is what she's trying to say. Like, once we get to July of 2022, that's why Jen changed her plea from not guilty to guilty, because she actually saw these impact statements and felt really bad about what she did. And then Miss Mama goes on to say, she saw the info from the victims and she pled guilty. She began on Hawaii, a land of elders. Now elders, her victims, are teaching her. She regrets the mistakes she's made. She's sorry. She had faith in our justice system. Jen will pay her debt to society. The judge is not having it. He goes, she moved her operations to Cyprus and Kosovo after the FTC investigation and the indictment of somebody else. And then she goes, well, Ms. Shaw looked at the good things her company was doing, and the judge cuts her off and says, what good things were telemarketers doing? Calling elderly people? Taking advantage of their lack of computer skills? Selling business opportunities and maxing out their credit cards? It seems like she does good work for the Tongan community. I'll take that into account, but you're gonna have a hard job if what you're going to try to do is tell me this long lie and fraud had good to it. And then Ms. Chowdhury goes, well, there was a prior version of it. And the judge says her plea was for a conspiracy that happened from 2012 to 2021. And Ms. Chowdhury goes, well, she was involved before then, before it was telemarketing. You make an important point, because these lists of names were just computer files. Ms. Shaw didn't see them. She didn't speak to them. And in closing, Ms. Shaw will celebrate her 50th birthday in federal prison. Judge Stein goes, how old is she now? And Ms. Chowdhury goes, 49. You will decide how long. And then she will try to make whole those who lost money. She will once again make her elders proud. Baby, you're not helping. You're not helping at all. The only thing that you've thrown that might help her is she's turning 50. That's the best you got? She's going to spend her 50th birthday in jail? Oh no. So do a lot of people, girl. So then the judge says that he needs to basically sentence Jen along the lines of those who had been sentenced before her. So he asks her attorney what she thinks, and Ms. Chowdhury says, this is a group of bandits, New Jersey to Arizona. And the judge says, including your client, right? And she goes, yeah. Bitch, if I was Jen, I would have lost it. You're not about to call me a bandit. I'm about to get sentenced, ma'am. Don't call me the Hamburglar. So then the prosecution, the government, comes into play, and they, you know, basically lay their defense out, right? They're like, listen, it is absurd for her to act like she didn't see anything. Many of her co-defendants were drug addicted. Ms. Shaw worked hard, making as much money as she could for herself, defrauding the elderly. Every cooperator told us Jen is the boss. They all knew who she was. Jen was laughing in text messages, asking, did you get her to stop crying about an 80-year-old woman? She told people how to do it. It was brazen fraud. She opened her own floor. She moved things overseas. She starts dealing in cash. Nothing like it has been seen in this case before. There was not only messages from her that expresses no type of remorse. The defense hasn't submitted any. That's not how she felt even when she pled guilty. Our evidence was devastating. A month of trial. The idea that it was witness statements that impacted her and not our evidence is really hard to believe. She says she turned over a new leaf and we're not so confident. She mocked the victim. She wrote, "You're making her fall in love with you." In her plea agreement, she admitted to being a leader in the conspiracy. Unlike others, Jen Shaw lived a life of luxury. She didn't even need the money. Her husband made a very good living. She didn't need to do the fraud, but she did it. She wanted that money. Even after her arrest, she sold her merchandise. It's an aggravating factor. There were young and disabled people in your case earlier this week that the judge had led to. He had also done a trial and a different person who was kind of involved in this. They had also gotten sentenced, but I think that sentencing information has been sealed. They go on to say that they traveled to California to interview a few of the victims, all of them older, vulnerable women, but that was five or so of thousands of Jen's victims. More than 1,000 people are on the list for her restitution order that she, I think, owes either $6.5 or $9.5 million. And yeah, so then here comes Jen. She gets up and says, "You and the world know me as Jen Shaw, but reality TV has nothing to do with reality. Even my tagline, Shawmazing, they wrote it. I want to speak about who I am." And then she starts crying. "I stand before you as an immigrant from Tonga in Hawaii. The elderly command the most respect. I am the family matriarch. The principles are humility and loyalty and respect. I have come to terms that I have gone against these. I'm sorry. My actions have hurt innocent people. I want to apologize by saying I'm doing all I can to earn the funds to pay restitution. I would say each of the victims' names if I could, but federal privacy laws prevents it." So the judge says, "How will you raise the $6 million in restitution?" And she says, "My manager's here and we're working on things." "While in prison?" "Yes." "You're still on the cast?" "Yes." "I sold merchandise about the case through a third-party vendor and I will devote it to the victims." I mean, how ironic that she's going to sell her merchandise that says "Justice for Jen" and put that money into the victim's hands. Wow. So then she says, "Thank you for reviewing my sensitive information. Long-standing, untreated mental issues caused me to create my own fractured reality. This is a crucible moment for me. With the proper medication, I can now see what happened. I wish I could have stood outside myself. I'm sorry. I found solace in my volunteer work with anti-racism organizations and the LGBT community," to which I think all of us belonging say, "Leave us out of it, ma'am. Now, why am I in it?" And like, quiet as it's kept since then, I'm pretty sure she's been caught being homophobic and racist and a fraud. So the volunteer work, the anti-racism organizations, and the LGBT community have all been affected since she's been sentenced by this. I'm like pretty sure, like 98% sure. She then apologizes to her son, Omar, and says, "Mommy's so sorry that you were woken up at gunpoint." Again, leave me out of it, ma'am, please. Then she says, "My late father, I want to tell him I'm so sorry. I'm humbled by your love for me. Thank you, Judge Stein." He goes, "Thank you. Anything else?" "No." "Okay. My intention is to oppose a sentence of 7 to 8 months of incarceration and other conditions. Any formal objections?" "No." "Okay. Please rise." "Guideline range 135 to 168 months, and I will sentence you to 78. Gong, gong. That's 6.5 years, y'all. Then he says, "I'm concerned, Michelle, that you said your manager is here. If you intend to profit from this procedure, there should be no intention to profit from this crime. I assume the government will take the steps to effectuate this, right? Do you have assets in Kosovo or Cyprus?" So she has to forfeit $6.5 million. The filings also speak of bags and other items. There's no question that from 2012 to 2021, Michelle was in a conspiracy that took tens of millions of dollars from elderly people. She ran a sales floor that she says she didn't get to speak to the victims. It was only because she was high up in the conspiracy. I do remember some of the texts that she was sent, belittling the victims. She brazenly continued and hid her activities, including moving operations overseas. So in addition to the 6.5 years, the 78 months, she does have a right to appeal, and she will be getting 5 years of supervised release after that. And she is going to be remanded. She has to surrender to prison on February 17th, 2023. They requested that the jail be somewhere in Texas, but the judge was like, "I'm not really going to agree to that. I'll just say it'll be somewhere in the Texas region." So there we have it, guys. I mean, the only thing that I could say is As Jen left the courtroom, there were people talking. There, like, I would hardly say it was a crowd of people. It looked like maybe 25. It seems to be it is a dreary day in New York. But as she was getting into her car, somebody's asking, who is that? What's their deal, right? And they're like explaining, oh, she's not a Real Housewife. She just got cut up. And so the guy is like, oh, is this part of like the FTX thing? He goes, no. That one had much, much bigger crowds, a lot more people. And then he's like, oh, she's from like R-O-H-S-L. I don't know. It's a big acronym. And he gets tired of it. But it seemed like Jen didn't appear to be crying anymore. She walks into the car with Coach Shaw. Oh my God, you guys. She's going to jail. Prison, bitch. And I've been thinking this whole time, like, how would I feel? I was nervous yesterday. How would you feel walking into that courtroom? I would have had to be in a wheelchair. There's no way. My legs would have turned to jelly. I would have had to be in a diaper. I don't even know how she got dressed. How do you even go to sleep?
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
The night before you're about to get sentenced to maybe 10 plus years in prison, how do you sleep? How do you eat? How do you do it? Like, what do you do today? Like, oh, you guys want to go to, pop over to a Pret and get a sandwich or something? Like, what's the conversation after that? You guys going out to dinner? Like, what's... Oh, Jennifer. I mean, listen. Coach Shaw, you've got a lot of supporters, okay? You got a lot of supporters, a lot of women, a lot of shoulders that you can lean on. I will say that. So good luck to you, sir. Good luck to you, Reefy. Good luck to you, Omar. Jen, girl. Ooh, good luck, ma'am. Good luck. And everybody, enjoy your Fridays, to quote Jesus, and avoid the bookings, beloved. It's the weekend. Thank you guys so much for listening. Thank me for speaking. Don't do fraud. Don't do telemarketing, y'all. It's probably not going to be good for you at the end.